This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military says Iran launched drone and missile attacks from the Islamic Republic toward Israel, 300 such projectiles, but said it, with help from the U.S. and partners, shot down 99% of them. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
By Sunday morning, Biden administration officials took a victory lap for the coordinated defense against Iran's barrage. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week, as carried on X.
Israel succeeded in defending itself, and the United States certainly made good our commitment to help them do that.
Video from Iran after the attack shows people celebrating in Tehran, waving both Iranian and Palestinian flags as their country's leadership vows ongoing solidarity with Palestinians amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
United Nations Security General Antonio Guterres called for maximum restraint on Sunday after Iran's attack on Israel, as he reminded members of the world body that acts of reprisal, including the use of force, are barred under international law.
The Middle East is on the brink. The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate.
G7 leaders offered their full support for Israel on Sunday following the attack by Iran and said they were ready to, quote, take further measures in response to further destabilizing initiatives. In a statement following a video meeting, the leaders of the Group of Seven powers said they, quote, unequivocally condemned in the strongest terms Iran's direct and unprecedented attack against Israel. This is VOA News. Ukraine on Sunday said the situation was tense on its eastern front, where the Russian army is doubling down on efforts to seize the strategic town of Chasiv Yar. Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustam Umerov said he had visited troops on the frontier where Ukrainian forces are outnumbered and running low on ammunition. He said the situation is tense a day after Kyiv warned the situation on its eastern front was significantly worsening. A year since war broke out in Sudan on April 15, 2023, VOA speaks to a volunteer at one of the last functioning hospitals in Omdurman. Henry Wilkins reports.
Fighting between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces has ravaged Sudan's twin cities of Khartoum, its capital, and Omdurman, its largest. Millions have fled the metropolitan area because of the fighting. Some have stayed, however. Momin Ahmed Abbas volunteers at one of Omdurman's last functional hospitals and refuses to flee the city.
I cannot abandon them, especially when they rely on my support.
He says the situation is desperate at the hospital, which lacks medical supplies and security and is vulnerable to frequent airstrikes and fighting. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump's first criminal trial starts on Monday with jury selection. AP correspondent Michael Sisak reports.
Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial is starting. It's the first of four criminal cases against Trump to go to trial. The case involves allegations that he falsified business records at his company to hide the true nature of payments to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Cohen was involved in efforts to cover up damaging stories about Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. Cohen was once a fierce Trump ally, but now he's a key prosecution witness against his old boss. Other witnesses we could hear from include Stormy Daniels, the porn actor that received a $130,000 payment from Cohen.
AP correspondent Michael Sisak. The Haitian party set to form a long-awaited governing council have called for the body to be installed as soon as possible, accusing the outgoing prime minister of changing the terms of the earlier deal. The statement came after a decree in Haiti's official gazette announced the council's formation on Friday, a month after Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he would step down amid a wave of attacks by armed gangs in the capital. The council is meant to ensure a smooth transition as Henry, who's been Haiti's unelected leader since the 2021 assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, leaves office, paving the way for new presidential elections to be held. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.